Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Proverbs, beginning the book of Proverbs today. So if you find the Psalms and then turn right, you will find Proverbs. Proverbs 1 is all we have for today. So I will pray, read through Proverbs 1, take any devotional pauses, and then make an application at the end and pray at the end. And I encourage you to listen along, read along with me, consider this passage of Scripture, and commit it to God at the end as well. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the book of Proverbs, the wisdom that is here, the wisdom that I need. And Father, I pray that I would see the wisdom here today and be able to put that into practice for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. So you have identified here who is writing these Proverbs. Solomon, he was the third of three kings over a united Israel before it divided. Solomon also wrote Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. And David, the man after God's own heart, the most well-known king of Israel, is Solomon's dad. So these are the Proverbs of Solomon, verse 2. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. So those are just a variety of words here to talk about his purpose in writing and wanting people to gain in wisdom. And this is then one of the main key foundational verses for all of Proverbs, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We're going to see that throughout Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is not a cowering in the corner kind of fear, thinking God will strike us down. It is a complete respect and awe of God, who He is, and His character. And yes, that includes His discipline, but it is tempting to see Him for who He is, that He is the source of all wisdom. He is the one who instructs us through His Word. And so you have this these two different sides all the way through Proverbs, the wise and the fool. And there's other words that are used as well to describe them. But basically, the wise person is going to go after God, fear Him, want to listen to Him, worship Him, obey Him. And then the fool is not going to listen and wants to go their own way. Verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Often you're going to have instruction here as from a father to a son in that context. Verse 9. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us. We will all share the loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. So here's wisdom. As from a father to a son, to not follow after those who are sinful, those who are looking to gain at the expense of others. And they don't care what it costs other people. They just want it for themselves. And yet, they are the ones who will end up paying the price. Verse 20. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? So this is another thing you have in Proverbs. You have wisdom calling out, a personification of wisdom, as though it were a person, a woman, calling out to come and gain wisdom. Verse 23, repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. So as wisdom calls out, it invites those to come and listen, and yet also gives consequences for those who will not. Verse 28, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. And that's the end of Proverbs 1. So what do we take away? I think I have to focus on verse 7, which seems to be kind of a theme verse of all of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I know how simple it is, easy it is, for me to think I know my own way, to think I've got this thing handled, and may not be as open to listening and hearing more instruction. But that really needs to be the regular mode of my life, of my day, listening to God in His Word, hearing Him, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit who lives within me, fearing the Lord. Not fearing other people, which is an easy thing to do, to fear others, but to fear God, to listen closely to Him, to obey Him, to see Him for who He is, ordering my life to Him. That's where true knowledge and wisdom come from. So what about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Proverbs. So know how great this book is for dispensing wisdom, getting my heart and mind straight. Father, I fear you and you alone. You are the one and only God. Out of all the voices in this world and in my own heart and mind sometimes, you are the only one that I need to listen to above all others. Father, help me to, by the power of your Spirit, to follow you today, to obey your word, to fear you in all things. May you be pleased by my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.